Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I'm John Bolger with Premier Guitar. We're in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm with Jennifer Batten, honest to God, badass guitar hero, here to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Checkers.
Let's talk about your signature guitar. This is the JB, yeah. Right? The Washburn JB.
It is. You can no longer get it. I think I forgot to get a hit record or something. Something like that happened. But this poor thing has been through hell. I've had it since, gosh, I think the Dangerous Tour.
Wow.
Dangerous or History? Maybe it was History.
Yeah.
It's made out of swamp ash, very light. That's the number one thing I want out of a guitar, is to not end up at the chiropractor's office.
Right, right. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, and I love it. They sent it to me, and I was kind of not digging the way it looked before I put my hands on it, because I was playing Strats before that.
Right.
But something about once I put it on, it was like, okay, there's something going on here. And I really dig it, the way it fits my body, the way it sounds, everything. I've been with Seymour Duncan for many years. And I have a JB Jr. here and Duck Buckers to try to get that more Stratty kind of vibe. This is pretty special. This is Velcro for when I run my multimedia show. I put an Apple remote on here and I can start and stop the films.
Perfect.
And also it makes guitar players go, there's something new out there that I don't know what it is and I must need it because all the sound comes from that thing, an Apple remote. I had all kinds of gadgets done over the years. When I joined Jeff Beck, I added my first MIDI pickup, which this is not that. We'll get to that in a minute. And I like the sound of the start stop.
Yeah, the kill switch.
So I added that, but the airlines over the years have damaged this so much that that's only working part-time. So I had a lot of these just disengaged. And it's basically a five-way switch. I can split the pickup, volume, tone, that's it. When I had the Roland synth, that was a volume control for that, but that's disengaged and that chose synth or not. That's history. And then all these autographs. I'll start with, on the last Michael Jackson tour, we went to South Africa, and I just love African music, African art, so I smoked up a credit card getting African art and had Pamelina, who was a fantastic artist who's done, whenever I have money, I have her do jackets and paintings and all kinds of things. And I had her paint several of my guitars as well as my first two album covers.
Is she New York based?
No, LA.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's pamelina.com.
Okay, good plug.
It used to be a porn site, but she bought it out so she could have her name back.
That's where I recognize that
right?
site. Yeah.
Whole different girl. Different talents
yeah.
also.
Talented, yeah. Okay.
So, let's see, what else? The real Floyd, because I found over the years that the licensed Floyds are very manky in the quality of their metals.
Oh.
Makes a big difference, tuning, coming back in tune. So I want to have the most high-grade metals I can get.
Yeah.
And I put, if you want to get detailed, I put the tape on it so I know it's that bar and not the other bar without the tape.
Oh, makes sense, yeah.
Well, it does to me. Fishman Triple Play, which I'll get into in a hot minute. This has replaced the Roland synth and it kicks Roland's ass. I say that out loud. Because when I was with Jeff Beck, I used the Roland synth system that had the GK2 pickup that went to a big fat 13-pin cable that went to a MIDI converter that went to sounds.
Right.
And it was a lot.
That was 3 years, right?
Yeah.
That was so cool because you have your thing and he has his thing and they're so different. They work so well together. It was cool, man.
I really enjoyed that. I mean, he was my hero since I was a teenager. So to step on stage with him is not anything I expected, but something I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is completely replaced in the last year. I just gave up on MIDI after that because I didn't want to carry all that crap around myself.
Right.
If I'm going to be jumping on a plane and
yeah.
going somewhere in the world. Now, this is a transmitter. The receiver is just a USB dongle. And all my sounds are in a MacBook Air.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So you can carry it in a briefcase and
yeah.
be done with it.
Yeah, and great. I do because I need a computer everywhere I go anyway because I do a multimedia show and trigger films. And let me jump into some sounds here.
Oh, cool.
One of the tunes I'm doing in the Fishman demo is Star Cycle. Wait, let's take that down. There's so many things at my feet. I mean, see how it bends in response.
Right.
Cut that, please. That was somebody else's fingers.
That is so hip. Hey, what gauge strings do you use?
I use an odd gauge. Slinky Top 9, 11, 16, which is pretty normal. Yeah. But when I joined Jeff, I was having some issues with the synthesizer triggering kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So I went to a heavier gauge with 10 down to about 50.
Wow.
And just thinking, you know, the less that the string vibrates,
right,
the better chance the synth has in translating the sound. And also when I was with Jeff, he tuned down to E flat. So I wanted a heavier gauge for that. And then I started having trouble with my hands, a little tendonitis. So I kind of went in between and went back to a slinky top, a heavy bottom. So 9, 11, 16, 28, 38, 48.
Yeah.
Which I really don't need anymore, but I've just been doing it for, 15 years, and my guitars are used to it.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. You've got that great vibrato and those bends, and it seems like you're doing really light strings, but those aren't particularly light for those kind of bends you're pulling on the
Well, it's normal for me.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I tried eights at one point, and they would just break.
Yeah.
It was like playing hair.
Yeah.
So I've been using nines for many years.
Yeah. And explain this to our gear geek demographic.
All right. Well, this is called the Batten String Damper, which you can find at batten.com. When I first started getting into tapping, I used a terry cloth sock, which was a great damper. When I recorded Flight of the Bumblebee, that was it. And I knew, because it was worked out, I wasn't going to need to get below the third fret.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing, but you can't take a sock off in a hurry when you need open strings and harmonics. So there's been different independent people over the years that have made these, but it's never been in retail stores. And I went to China maybe 5-10 years ago, and befriended a Chinaman who spoke great English. That's not great English to say great English.
Worked for me.
Spoke English well.
Yeah.
And I looked into getting these manufactured in America, and it was over $100 a piece if
right.
I only got 1,000, which is impossible. I mean, you can buy a guitar for $100 now.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, I got these, and here's the before and after picture and why I use it. Just cleans
cool.
it up.
Yeah.
And I use it almost all the time, unless I know I'm going to need to open strings. It just keeps it cleaner.
Yeah.
So I keep it down or just flip it out of the way in a hurry if I want open strings or harmonics.
Yeah, how cool. Oh, okay, I've got to ask this. This is like totally inside. So during the Flight of the Bumblebee video, were you really covered in bees?
I was.
Wow, that's freaky.
I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it. I'm allergic now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I saw this guy on the Johnny Carson show named Norm Gary, who did this bee stunt where he was playing Dixieland clarinet covered in bees. Uh-huh. He was a bee scientist that worked at UC Davis for many years. And I knew my record company wanted to shoot a video for Flight of the Bumblebee, and I go, ding, idea. And this was before the internet. I somehow tracked him down, called him up, and said, my name's Jennifer, and I want to be covered with bees too. And he laughed and told me about the insurance policy
right.
and all this other stuff. But a couple months later, I think we worked it out. And
that was so scary. I mean, just watching it was like scary.
Well, the thing is, some people that are allergic just can't stand watching it.
Yeah.
But in music, in this business, you try to get a reaction any way you can.
Right.
But
yeah.
You take the queen bee away from the hive. So the bees are not defensive. And at first I thought I'd be playing.
Right.
And then I realized if the bees get trapped or caught, that's when they sting.
Yeah.
Just because they're not happy.
Right.
So I decided to just sit there oming.
Yeah.
And put off repellent on my hair, my face, and earplugs, because 150,000 bees makes a racket.
Oh, right.
Plus they're kind of warm.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
A moving suit.
Yeah, moving suit. Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay, that was a total sidebar, but
right?
Thank you. I'm
all about the segue.
Yeah, all about it. Well, cool. Well, show us more stuff. Show us, you've got an amazingly simple rig. Like with MJ, you were carrying what, big Marshalls and the whole enchilada?
Oh gosh, when I first went out with him, we got carte blanche to get anything we thought we needed. And so I got one of everything.
Yeah.
At that time it was before multi-effects.
Yeah.
So I had a single rack space for reverb, another one for chorus, another one for delay. I had two Boogie Mark 3s. One whole amp was set for clean, one set for dirty.
Wow.
Strategy 400 power amp. And it was a refrigerator size rack that took three guys to lift.
Yeah.
You know, which was fine while I was on the tour and didn't have to do anything but show up.
Right.
But after the tour was over, I put a Tommy lift on the back of my truck and cut it down into two racks. And even then, it just kicked my butt.
Yeah, right.
So ever since then, and post hernia surgery.
Yeah.
I look for light, anything smaller and lighter, I'm all about it.
And this is like totally where you are right now with this. Is it the Blurg? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
It's actually called Amp One.
Amp One. That's a better name than Blurg.
It is way better, easier to remember as well.
Yeah.
It was invented by an amazing German guitar player named Thomas Blug. And he's worked for Hughes and Kettner for 20 years engineering. He's one of those guys that's like the Einstein of sound. He can sit there and has the patience to listen to tubes for 6 hours.
Right.
You know?
One of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God those guys are out there, but I don't have that kind of attention span.
Right.
And I went to his place because I had seen him play at different shows time to time, and I had a day off, just ended up at his house. And he's got every pedal in the world, for starters.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah. Those guys do.
The scientists, yeah. Yeah. What is there about this one that I could meld with that one? And he came up with this design that is a guitar player's dream. It's essentially a 100-watt vintage Marshall with four channels. He thought of everything because he's a real player.
Yeah.
A lot of the engineers, I think, they come up with great ideas and they're all about designing everything on the computer or paper, but they're not players.
Right.
Or at least they, not to the degree what they're touring around a lot.
Sure.
So he thought of everything. I think probably as he was lifting his heavy amps, he probably thought, oh, there's got to be a way to lighten the load here. The thing is 2 pounds.
Wow. And it's actually tube driven. Actually has a tube.
The tube is everything, man. Yeah. I will tell you that my sound is improved times 100.
Wow, how great.
Yeah.
How great. And it basically, what's right there, it's basically like a stomp box. It's got a boost on it and channel switching that you can hit if you want to.
Yeah, it comes, well, there's two modes. You can just grab it as it is out of the box. It's set to go from a clean sound to your favorite dirty sound, or the middle button would be boost and the right button is reverb. But I use the mode that's programmed, so I have one that's a modern distortion, then vintage, and that's all I use actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you run that and into their proprietary tiny cabinet, which is that a 10 or a 12? I can't,
you know, I believe it's a 12.
Yeah, it's so compact, but it looks like there might be a 12 cram in that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got two different amps that he, or two different speakers that he offers. That's called the Nano.
Yeah.
And his other one's called Fat Cab, that is essentially a 412 in a 112.
Oh, cool.
But again, the genius side came out in the way it's ported. Most of the, like a 412 Marshall is a razor pinpoint.
Very directional.
It destroys some people, and the people on the sides can't hear anything unless it's mic'd.
Yeah.
This has an incredible range.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Like, I mean, it's so kind of omnidirectional no matter where you are on stage. It seems equally loud. Yeah, that's cool.
I love it. Smaller and lighter, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And it can be an open back or closed back.
Cool.
Your choice. So again, he thought of everything, including a MIDI port. Huh. So you could have any MIDI controller control that. And I'm running it through the Digitech RP1000.
That's great.
Which I've been using for several years. They thought of everything with this, because I've been with Digitech for probably 20 years, and I've checked out other companies, and you know, there'll be a buzz about this or that, and I'll check it out, and I always come back to Digitech for the quality of the sounds.
Yeah.
Every time they come out with something, it's more and more HD. And this time they thought of everything they need until the next thing that I haven't even thought of that I want appears.
Right.
They have a pedal loop, cool. Number one, so you can still use your favorite pedals.
Sure.
With a clean signal path, and an amp loop. So that's how I'm running it. I have all the effects plus the expression pedal on the Digitech, and then running the Blue through the amp loop.
Cool, so you're using one expression pedal for the Digitech and the other one for the triple play?
Well, these are both volumes.
Okay.
The Boss V.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
V50.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the volume for the triple play and volume for the amp.
Oh, and then the proprietary. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. And most of the time in my solo sound, I have it set for whammy to go down a whole step. So I love the sound of slide,
right.
But I suck at it.
Well, yeah, it's funny the way you, I mean, your whole whammy thing, and it's like you hear that, you know? I mean, it really sounds, there's stuff you do that sounds like a bottleneck player.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, well, it's, I love it. Plus, if you're tapping,
wow.
So it's as close to vocals as you can get.
Right.
Really, because vocalists with ease can slide in and out of notes. And now we can too, y'all.
Right. So what do you have it set to? What is it like, are you hitting an octave?
It's a whole step.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So, which gives you a really cool thing. You can take a regular guitar tuning and take it down to low D. Oh.
Wow.
And it gives you a whole, well, you can double the amount of natural harmonics as well. Because.
Yeah, I mean, right.
The best, the most, I guess, aggressive natural harmonics are at 12, 7, 5, 4.
Yeah.
Then if you have more distortion, you can get some nasty ones. Well, now you can double it by being able to take it down.
Oh, yeah.
So it doubles the choices that you can use for improvising or worked out melodies.
Right.
Too.
Well, that's so hip.
You can't not have a whammy. plus, you can, well, you can take it up. So I have a song called Cat Fight where I take it up.
That's awesome.
Fun toys. In part because I play mostly instrumental music, I want to. And I have the short attention span like most people do. You
yeah.
saw the Starbucks coming in. I like a lot of different effects.
Yeah.
And they inspire me to do different things. One of the things that they have in here that's specifically Digitech is the Durya. Like a talk box.
Right.
But with a talk box, you got the speaker on the ground with a plastic tube that comes up. It's attached to the mic stand. It goes into your mouth
yeah.
eventually. And if you're playing too loud, it'll knock your fillings out.
Right, right.
God only knows where the roadie's hands have been. They put it on the, you know.
Yeah, right.
So this is the clean
gross.
Way to go.
Gross.
I love it.
Yes.
Very different than the wah. That's the yah. That's the wah.
So you've just got it pre-programmed yeah. to give you those different options. Then.
Yeah, that's the expression pedal is there to for you to have your way with.
Nice.
It can be.
And you do. You do.
The wah, the yah, the whammy. You can go from clean to dirty. You can
right.
tell it to bring in reverb for a certain time and then be able to pull it out when the song gets busier. It's, I love it. I
yeah.
mean, expression. It does allow your expression to go to another level.
Yeah, that's great. So what's the learning curve? How long did it take you to like to get inside of that and really know your way around that pedal?
Honestly, I don't spend a lot of time geeking out with it. They usually have enough great presets
right.
that I just go through and find my favorites. I'll tweak the delay times
yeah,
and then add different expression.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
It doesn't take that much.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it is so, it's like a huge expressive side of what you do. I'm not
yeah.
saying that very well, but you get the idea what I'm trying to say. You know.
Yes. That's another one of my favorite sounds called Swell.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I started going mono about a year or so ago, but previous to that, I would do stereo, and that particular sound, you can put a ping pong delay in there so you hear the
right.
Hear it jump between the speakers. But they have a couple of different noise gates, and one of them works like a slow gear, like an automatic volume pedal. So you don't hear the complete, you don't hear the full volume as you
right.
pick. Breathe deeply. I just love it. It's inspired a couple of tunes.
Yeah, that is so hip.
Plus, then you add the you get that really
yeah.
whale cry kind of thing.
Yeah, that is so cool.
When I first started using that sound, people would ask if I was triggering guitar synth, because I had a
yeah.
synth pickup, but no, it's all coming from the Digitech.
Wow.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about is this cool strap.
I had noticed. I was covetous of that.
I mean, I kind of steampunked this up for decorations because you never know when you'll need a part for your toilet.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of into the steampunk thing. But the cool thing about this strap is it has a spring lock.
Oh, cool. That is cool.
So you don't need any extra hardware or anything else to make sure that your guitar is not going to
yeah.
fall off. When I was 14 or 15, I had my first Les Paul, and I handed it to a friend. She took it off over her head, and the strap fell off, and the neck hit an amp and split right down the middle.
Oh.
So it's a very cheap insurance policy.
Right.
It's called Lock It.
Yeah.
Lock It. And they're coming out with a bunch of new designs of kind of like Peter Max from the 70s.
They're oh,
gorgeous,
cool.
Very, very colorful. It'll be coming around. And I would like to talk about this tour that I'm on.
I would like to hear about this tour
awesome.
You're on.
That worked out really well.
Yeah.
We're out for 2.5 months going around America for a change. I've spent so much time in other countries. It's
right.
great to be in my own country for a change. And I'm doing a lot of clinics for Sam Ash, mostly in the Sam Ash chain, as well as this seminar I put together called Self-Empowerment for the Modern Musician.
Cool.
And it's a 3.5-hour crash course, really intense. It's just content. Okay, you can pee now. Back. Content. And I'm just going over everything that I think the modern musician needs to know, and I find so many musicians do not know.
Yeah.
Because there's so much noise, so much coming at people all the time.
Right.
That what do you pay attention to? Where do you put your focus?
Right. I mean, they say this is the information age, but it's like the misinformation age.
Yeah.
So it's cool to have something, yeah.
It's the overwhelm age.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of research on different things from it's kind of like for the holistic musician, because I look at all these different aspects. Some of it, I talk about modern tools that people really need. Like there's a particular software that I think every musician should be born with, because it teaches you how to learn a song properly. Because
huh.
I've played with so many people that it's not really the right notes. It's not.
So have we played together? Because I play a lot of wrong notes.
That's called jazz. I just get into all these different things, like how to make money on the internet, for one.
Right.
Because the internet has been around long enough that the code has been cracked.
Right.
So people know how to do it. And you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You learn what not to do that people have already done.
Right.
And what to do. So I get into that and just all kinds of different things on creativity, ways to focus, especially with so much noise coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one email notice comes in and you're just gone for 2 hours down that rabbit
hole. Right.
So
yeah. Yeah.
So in travel,
yeah.
I've been doing that for 30 plus years. And there's a lot of tips I can share. It's time to give back.
Right.
Is what it is.
That's cool. What a cool thing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Where do people
it.
Find that? Where is it online on your site on all that?
Batten.com. You can get a brochure there, and I also have a promo video there explaining it.
Cool.
As well.
Well, Jennifer, I know you've got a show coming up, and I don't want to take cramp your style, get into that, but I'm so appreciative of you coming here and just showing us what you've got. It's awesome.
Well, yeah. I'm happy to talk about it. I will say that's not going to come out till October, but they have only 20 units in America right now.
So the
Amp One.
Yeah, blue. The Blurg. Yeah, I don't have the German thing down. Yeah. So that'll be out, and I'm sure it'll be a huge hit. Yeah, judging
on
that.
Yeah, I mean, you can just stick it in your gig bag and have your, everybody thinks, oh, it's just a preamp, right? You gotta have a power amp. No, it's everything in one. You just go into a speaker, you're done.
Is it 100 watts? Is that right?
100 watts.
Wow.
I've got more headroom than I'll ever need.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, that's like 100 ear-shattering watts. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it can be loud. In fact, I'm supposed to do a tour coming up in February with Uli John Roth, and he's using that now.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Cool. That's some
so
cool endorsees.
So it'll be the first Amp One tour.
Right, right.
Right.
Well, do you feel like playing us out of this thing?
Sure. I'll do a couple different things here.
Yeah. You know.
First, I'll break out my harmonica. When you listen to the reed,
that is,
you can almost feel
total,
the spit dripping out of
yeah,
the harmonica.
Yeah, it's like Toots Thielman, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's one of my faves. Oh, geez.
Hey, Jennifer, thanks so much. This is John Bolger with PG. Till next time.
Peace out.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.